Little Falls.
Okay, we're sorry. Continuing in packet 14. I was thinking, you let me, what do you think of this idea to have a shear, maybe a double shear on Sunday morning? Does that work for... What? Does it work? Yeah. Okay, because this way I know people have summer plans, and so I'd like to, you know, finish as early as we can without compromising the learning. So this is one, I don't know, the Sunday after I might have something in the morning, so, but this Sunday might be an opportunity to do that.
That would be from 9:30 to...
Yeah, 9:30, 10:30, maybe a little bit longer, you know. I'll repeat this again at the end of the shiur today, because not everyone's here, and I think...
Would we be doing two packages on Sunday?
It's a possibility. You know...
I come here anyhow.
You come here, okay. Okay, so I'm going to make this announcement again at the end of shiur. I think that could be a good thing to help... As I said, I'm very sensitive of people's needs to, you know, where they have to go in the summer. And on the other hand, we need to learn, you know, we need to learn. So past Sundays I had other things, but this Sunday hopefully Bez Hashem should be okay. Okay, the issue of Shela Shalom and Talmud Torah L'Ovel. When somebody is Avelus, so... There's an Isser of Shela Shalom, and there's an Isser of Talmud Torah. All learned out from the same Pasuk here, Neg Dom. You should be Dom, quiet. Okay, Neg Dom. So, and that's where the Gemara says, in Tezvav Amidah, on page 2, Ovel Osur, the Shela Shalom. The Kamele, Rachmoni Yecheskel, here, Neg Dom. Number two, Ovel also b'divrei Torah. B'divrei Rachmana lecheskel dom. So dom doesn't mean totally silent. As we'll see in Tosis, dom means that you shouldn't, the Ovel shouldn't say shal, give greetings, and you shouldn't have Talmud Torah. So those are the two. So let's look in Tosis. On Tezah, you have also Mishael Shalom. The Kamal Rachmana Yecheskel Enek Dom. The Mashra Shtika Mishael Shalom. When we Talmud Torah, Tami Mashra Sovig Yedom. So the big kasha that Tosis asks is that everything else we learn from Yecheskel is the opposite. Meaning Yecheskel was told not to keep Avelus. So we learn all the Hilchos Avelus. What if Yecheskel was told we just flip it and we do the opposite? And that's the, you know, that's what it is. So Tosis has a kasha, but here, hey, aneg dom, he's told to be dom, and that's what the halacha is. So here it's not the opposite. So why is that? Why is this halacha different than everything else? In other words, the point was that if he doesn't do anything, then you're not going to know that he's an Ovel B'chlal. So certain things he has to do as an Ovel. And then, well, other things he doesn't do to show he is an Ovel, but he's not keeping Avelus. Because it's a mashal to the base of Mikdash being destroyed, and we saw in Mitzvot David yesterday that everyone, when everyone's an Ovel, no one's an Ovel. But that won't be noticeable if he doesn't do anything. Then he'll say it's just a regular situation. But if he's doing certain things, that shows that he had a loss. And then certain things he's not doing, so that's the idea. Okay, so that's the idea. Okay. So those are the two things. Shela Shalom and Talmud Torah. And the And then the Gemara on page 3 here on Chaf Aleph of the Vase, Tana Rabbanan, Avil Gimel Yom Rishonim Osar B'Shei L'Shalom, etc. So you have all these different categories. So what's the upshot? Is so take a look at the Rambam. He summarizes it in the Rambam on page 5, Parakei Halacha Chaf. Uminayim Sha'avel also b'shei l'sholom shenem ha'megdom kol shlosh yom b'shonem. So the first 3 days misha nosel l'sholom ein machzilom, somebody gives him greetings, he doesn't respond. Elamodio shehu ovel, he just says that he's an ovel. Mishloshav ad shiva misha shal b'shlom machzil l'sholom, but from 3 to 7 he could give him back greetings. And then from 7 to 30, he can be shol b'shlom acherim. Aval acherim ain sholim b'shlomo. But so he could initiate from after shiva. So first 3 days he doesn't even respond. From 3 to 7 he could even respond. From 7 to 30 he could even initiate. But other people can't be shol b'shlomo if he loses a brother or something, that's for 30 days, and shakrobim for the year. So there's an isra shel shalom for a whole year. You're not supposed to... Now the question is, what exactly you're not supposed to do for the whole year? So... what are you supposed to do for the whole year? So let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch on page 10. So he says the same... Mechaber says the same thing of the Rambam, the 3 different categories. And then the Rambam says, "Me'achas shalosu b'shel shalom kol shekin shalosu v'harbas dvarim." So as an ovel, you can't greet somebody, so because it's part of the din of dom. So dom, we're saying, is not going to mean total silence, but. But a little bit, and therefore, if he's constantly speaking, he's marbet dvarim. So then, that's also a violation of dom. It's kal v'chomer. But if he's doing it, the covered rabbim, say the rabbim come to him, or a group of people come to him, lenachmo, mutalom alahem l'chul. Because he can give them a blessing that, you know, you should make it home safely. The covered rabbim shari. Ve'esh mekilin ha'idne b'shei l'sholom m'shlom ha'ovel achar shloshim. And some are making, because we said that after shloshim, if a parent dies chas v'sholom, it's the whole year that you can't be. So he says there's some people that only have the iser, those are the two isurim, the iser of the ovel himself and the iser to greet the ovel, two different things. So the ovel's iser stops after shiva. Their iser, if he's a person sitting shiva for a person that's only shloshim, like a brother or sister, then it's 30 days. If it's for other people, for parents, then it's the whole, you can't be shoel to him for a year. But he says, the Rambam says some people are makel after shloshim, meaning they don't have the iser of the other person to the elvel. Vein tam lehem. Im lo sheichalku lomar shezem mashu anu nogim, lo mikri shei l'sholom shebi meim. Because unless you say, as why should we be mako? It should be really the whole year. So why should? So maybe you could say that our because what is it? Good morning. Is that the issue? Say good morning to an oval. The whole. It's very hard to say what it means. So there's another Ramah in Darkei Moshe in Archaim, page 12, where it talks about Osel L'Haktim Shalom. Right? You can't be Maktim Shalom to somebody before davening. It's a different context, but it's a similar halacha of Kasar Abedi Rucham. But what's tough al vav? Told us Adam Chava, right? Very good. Told us Adam Chava, and the Siv Gimel, Chel Gimel, Per Shalom Kimo Kriya. There was Shalom. The Rabbi Yerucham says was like you bow down, so to speak. That was a way of greeting somebody from a Kriya. Avol Bepe Mutter. He's saying that the Isser was only Bekriya before davening, but Bepe Mutter gone Safer the Maritav, like saying good morning is fine. He also was a feel Kriya in Asura Elam B'Mashkim L'Pischa, and even Kriya is only if you go out of your way to greet somebody. If somebody happens to pass by you, and you know that's different. Rav Rabbeinu Yonah Hayakori. Or it could be the Isser is only when you say Shalom. That's what Rabbi Sif told me once, he thought, that the Iker Isser is when you say Shalom. That was, hey, good morning, how are you? That's not technically Shalom Shalom. You use the word Shalom. Shalom Aleichem. That's why I try, you know, sometimes I mess up. But when somebody is sitting... is in Avelis for the whole year, so if I remember, then I won't say Shalom Aleichem. You know, because the idea is that he's not Shari B'Shalom. Shalom means you're in tranquil, you know. So Shalom Aleichem, so not to be Maskir Shalom, Mishum D'Shmo Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Shalom. Avamutu Lo Matzav De Maritav. So you can say good morning, how are you, you know what I mean? That's not called Shalom Shalom. According to this day, and that's the day I follow, is it's Sif said that, you know, to limit it to the specific word Shalom. You know, that's something that...
What about Shayla?
What?
Like asking Shalom.
Meaning, saying what?
Meaning, it seems to me that it's saying like how inquiring as a person. Much more than the word Shalom.
Yeah, so that's what you would have thought. That's what you would have thought. But he's saying not that way. But if you're going to go specifically to the person before davening and you're going to say to him, you know, you're davening here, you're going to go to the other end of the base medrash to greet him. Even then, even if you're not using Shalom, you shouldn't do that before davening. And then he says, Uvzoar, Parshas Pekudei, Mashkut Kedivir Rebbeinu Yonah, Dein Osarach Shemaske Hashem. Chesed Beis Yosef Zel Shona Had Amrinu Begumar Osalasas Chafatz Al Kodem Shispahal Chazav Rashm Komer Fil Bemotzei Chaver Beshuk. Etc. Okay, so this is the idea. So.
If you visit a shiva house, would you be comfortable greeting a person and they greet you just tell them or
tell them? Yeah. So in the shiva house, we're probably a little bit more machmir. And we're going to see in the shiva house there are other isurim. But in other words, the halacha of not being shalom the whole year, or the whole shloshim for shakrovim and you know, that type of thing.
So even seischem b'shalom, that's also...
Yeah. I mean, we had a special heter for the Rambam, right? For the Rambam. In the Sefer Lev Avraham, Rav Avraham Weinfeld, he was a big Talmud Chacham in Muncie. So Rav Avraham Weinfeld explains, he's magdir the Indian very nicely. On page 13. He made Be'isr Shev Shalom Ba'avam Asan Shnei Dvarim Defradim. We have two halachas. Aval also b'shel shalom. That's number one. And number two, you can't be sholel where the arrow is on the left. Dehu also b'shalom b'shalom acherim. So he says that the geder of these two dinim are different. That the fact that he can't greet people, that's the din of Hayanik Dom. It was really, Dom means to be totally quiet, but Chazal understood that it doesn't mean that you need a tainus dibur. So we limit it to, greeting, we limit it to Talmud Torah, etc. Aval, second arrow. Mad dachem asurim l'shol b'shlomo is a different din. Because, the Gemara says, because who ain't a shorei b'shalom? And that, because he's, in other words, it's like, saying to somebody, he's saying something, shalom, which means he's at peace, and he's not. So it's like sort of log la rush, it's not a nice thing. So it's two different. So he says on page 14. He says, Ulam. Lefi mashu kosov le'elo kosher midi he kol mashu yesh l'chalik ben she'el shalom shalonu v'she'el shalom amuzko b'gemara heine she'el shalom b'shem o b'kriya heine davka ma'isr she'el shalom shalachayrim l'ovel. Tach ha'shivet ein isr elo m'shem she'u eino shalom shalom. V'zeh shayich l'omar de'en kipeda elo b'she'el shalom b'askar. There's that whole discussion of, maybe it's only specific Sheila Shalom, about, using Kriya or Shalom. That's the Issa Lagabe, the other person to be Shoyal to the other, all 12 months. It's like Log Rush. Aval Issa Sheila Shalom of the Ovel, that is Toch Shiva, that's Midin Chiv Shtika. So therefore, there should be no difference. Vaday ain lechalik bein stam sheila shalom. There was for him to say, "Oh, how are you? What's doing? How you?" Even things that are not, because really, he's supposed to be in the state of shtika. He's supposed to be in the state of shtika. So therefore, is there any type of greeting that he would give to somebody, it would be a problem, even without the word shalom, because that's midin shtika, in contrast to the other person who is iser shloshim for shakrovim or yud beis chodesh v'aviv v'imo, that is not midin shtika because they don't have a chiva ha'nek dom. That's a din like log rush that you shouldn't say shalom aleichem, which means that you're b'shalom and he's really not b'shalom. That's like log rush type of thing.
Another connecting morning.
Exactly. Toch Shiva. And then the case that he was... So then he says two interesting things that he adds on page 14 on the left side. The paragraph that begins, Im kenim hadvarim, if this is true, Nuhu latarz v'zagam shitas sagon bal nod v'yehuda. Because the nod v'yehuda kosov in the Dogo Mervava, lachlok al bal shirei knesses agdola, shehinik shalolomar, right, the Knesset goes, brings the minute not to say Birkas Kohanim in the Beis Avel. Ani sham tamo v'sham misik shetzarach l'omro avom sim tov kumri v'gam kem l'divrei shiri Knesset goes in shalom omer. So elom zumasi she'elomar Birkas Kohanim b'tishabav v'tam kem v'shatishabav osa b'shar l'shalom. Ech yom rav yaseh mucha shalom. So he says, some poskim hold, you shouldn't say Birkas Kohanim on Tisha B'Av, right? Not to say it, because yaseh mucha shalom. And Tisha B'Av is also b'shei lo shalom. Of course, the Vav Tumun, the Amitam Zabatsu hayalo lomar she'ein lomar Birkas Kohanim b'beis ha'ovel. So why is he arguing on the Shiurei Knesses Hagdola? So he says like this. In other words, he says like this. The Ovel really should be able to say it if he's davening for the Amud. Because he's speaking to the tzibur, they're b'shalom. The only issue of the ovel is what the issue of hanegdom, but that doesn't shaykh to tefillah, because that's part of the nusach tefillah. He's allowed to daven, so then it's part of the so nichas shitoso shein ovel tzorach lahashmid birkas kohanim. Im achem ispal of the ateva yishlomu gam kein the omer birkas kohanim dein kol tzibur nigram zahar ha'ovel. So there it makes sense that the Dogo Mervava says Osir Mishum Shein Shalom B'Tisha B'Av Kanal, because everyone's not Shalom B'Shalom. So that's what he wants to make that distinction. That maybe the Ovel's halacha is different than Tisha B'Av, because the Ovel's halacha is a din of Hayanek Dom. It's not a din of Shari B'Sholom. The other people's halacha is a din of Shari B'Sholom. So the Ovel has to be Hayanek Dom, but that doesn't apply to Tefillah. The other people don't have a din of Hayanek Dom, but they have a din of Shari B'Sholom. So that's what he says. So then he says, what about if you could say l'chaim to an ovel? So he says that that's part of Hanik Dom. He says, Zayim Rishonim Chal Shel Shalom Hulav Davka Im Maskit Heva Shalom. They'll call in bracha. Shadech b'nei odim v'varches ha'chavreim shepokshim zezeh hu b'chal she'el ha'shalom. Zrayim zeh mi mishnah sov brachas. The before shamir sivrecha Hashem v'Hashem yimachem, like we just read in Rus. Choshev she'el ha'shalom. Chen lo matzafer de maritav. Chol ki agam lu b'chal ha'isseh. So in other words, the Ovel is even to speak to the Ovel is the first 3 days is Muhammad. Because they didn't borrow the Ovel Chaim, Rav Michal Sheol Shalom. So he says, Rafi Dicha Loma Darakim Loma Mateva Shalom, Az Yish Yisur. So he says, Al Pika Yilfi Amidah Shim Omri Lodah Mechaim Hu Meshi Mechaim Tolim Lashalom, Kein Vaday Asa, Fatshu Dov Ranog Mechol Simcha Vaday Yish Lasa. Im Chol Dicha Mavelim. To say the Chaim Tadavil is not proper, it's דברים שאתם תוכל מוכיח שנאמרים לאובל דווקא ולא כברכה לכל אדם. Okay, but this is the idea here in general. There are two types of Sheol HaShalom, the Oval Sheol HaShalom and the People's Sheol HaShalom. Anything you think, Tach Shiva. Any bracha. Tach Shiva should be more chomer. Right. He really shouldn't say anything to him because he can't answer. Right. But after Shiva, it's only the din of Edeshari B'Shalom. Tach Shiva, since he can't answer, then you shouldn't say anything of greeting, so to speak. Any type of Sheol HaShalom, even Lav, Dafka, you know, with any specific Nusach. For the Acherim, Toch Shiva, is Mochamri. Right, that's what he said, right. Okay. Now, Talmud Torah is included in this as well. Hanegdom. So it says on page 16, Tadabon Komitzos and Ogos for Avon Novas Betishabov. 16. Also Bachil Shtia, also across the Torah of Rim Uksuvim. All these things are also. So, the question that we have to understand, because we learned the Gemara before of Hanegdom, the Talmud Torah is also was Hanegdom, but now we're throwing in another Nakuda, that it's what? That it's because Bikudei Hashem Yisharim Tzam Chayvleif. So is it both? Is it one? So the two questions that are raised is, say, for example, Dvarim Haroyim, right? Like on Tisha B'Av, people learn Dvarim Haroyim, right? Like bad parts of the Nevi'im, or, you know, So is the Dvarim, the heads of Dvarim Arayim only on Tisha B'Av, or is it even on in Avelis, number one? And number two, what about just Meharim B'Divrei Torah? What's the story about that? Just thinking and learning. There's one hand you can say he's dumb. So maybe here it should be okay, but if it's a din, we're going to see in one of the Sfarim points out, if it's a din in Simcha, then even here it should be Aser. If it's a din in Hanek Dom, so if he's not saying anything, he's still being Dom. So let's look at the Meiri. There's a Meiri here on page 19. Yirali Shalom Nesru Divrei Torah La'Avel El Derech Limud V'Girsa. So this is the first thing he says, a chiddush, that to learn like Musa Svarim is not derech lima v'girsa, it's ma'orer yirashamayim, the tshuva, so it's mutter. Lo'od el shor lasas came. He says, v'yom rishon mi'en royal yizar mikol v'chol. Maybe on the first day, because the Miri has another piece here that maybe the Ramban says on page 18. There's some opinions that say that it's only Yom Rishon, like Tefillin. So we assume not that way. But the Miri wants to say that the Yom Rishon we still should be more machmir, and Aser even like Sifrei Musar, which is not necessarily the regular learning, but it's still, because they compare Torah to Tefillin. So in this sefer, interesting sefer called Simchas HaTorah. It's all about halachas of Simcha regarding Torah. So he has this discussion. So he writes on page 20 with the arrow. In Issa Talmud Torah B'Tishabov. So we say Kaimam Halacha Gam Hirer Asa. Even Hirer is Asa, because it's a din, the Gemara says, of Simcha. So even if you don't articulate, you're a simcha. So here is Aser. But what about Ovel? Is Ovel could be Mahar B'Divrei Torah? So he says, L'shitas HaSovah Sha'Ovel Mutar B'Dvarim Har Mo. So it should be Hava HaTalia. The shitas that Ovel, we know that by Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says in Tainus, so Dvarim HaRayim Mutter. So these are the two questions. Are Dvarim HaRayim also Mutter on Avelis? And what about here? So he says it's Haba HaTalia. She'll teach us a service of Avel Mutter B'Dvarim HaRayim. So they hold that the idea is Simcha. It's the same thing. It's not Simcha. So Mustafa Shem Shem Tisha B'Av Osir Gam Behira Gam Ovel Osir Behira. Shem Shem Tisha B'Av Osir Behira Gam Ovel Talmud Torah Hukamu Issa Tisha B'Av Mitzat Simcha and Kei Mustafa Shem Gam. So if it's a din of Simcha, then here is Osir. And therefore, Dvarim HaRayim is Mutter. Right? So it was the Dvarim HaRayim Shaila and the Hirer Shaila, Aham HaTalia, that if you hold it's a din at Simcha, Dvarim HaRayim HaMutter, and then Hirer is Aser. But according to the, but if you hold that Ovel is Aser with Dvarim HaRayim, meaning the Heter of Dvarim HaRayim is only by Tisha B'Av, So then it's part of the din of Hanegdom. And Hanegdom applies to everything. Because it means you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah. Divrei Maharim, not Divrei Maharim. Ki Yesh Loman, Shadin Hanegdom, Urak Al Adibur, will all hear her. So then it's a din and dom. So then the divine harai would be also be dibor. But if you wouldn't have dibor, then every Talmud Torah should be mutter. So these two shailas are hab hatalia. So he says here on page 21, he says, Matzazim Sefer Divrei Sofer. There's a Sefer, someone wrote like a Mishnah Berurah type Sefer on Hilchos Avelos. Not the Rafai, we'll call it Badi Ashulchan, but the Sefer called Divrei Sofer, which is an excellent Sefer. And he writes, he quotes the Shut Maril, that there's no difference between Dibur and Hirer. Even Hirer is also for a novel. Because it's Mishum Simcha, so that's also.
So
the Ovel is also, therefore Ovel would be also Hirer, which is a din of Simcha. Right? So then the question, what about Divayim Harayim? That maybe Divayim Harayim should be Mutter. So that's the question. And then he quotes to the bottom, the Meiri, that has we had this Shtaila, that it did Simcha, and did Hanegdom with those Nafkaminas. And the third Mahalach is the Shitas of Meiri, that on the first day, everything's Aser. Because that's a din of Hanegdom. And the rest of the time, it's Midin Simcha. And that's what the Rosh here on page 22 says. Yirel Davidav Shemitzina. Where the Talmud Torah is called Dvar Shemitzina. Talmud Torah. So Dvar Shemitzina is Aser also. And even on Cholamoid is Aser. But Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, that's like davening. That's like Korea Sashma. Mutter. Encourage the Ovel Alos Lekos B'Torah Tzarech La'alos. If they call him for an Aliyah on Shabbos or Yontif when he's after the Kvura, so if he's not going to take the Aliyah, it looks like for Hesya. It says, Shamati Shere Rabbeinu Tama Yikorim Rosh B'chol Shabbos Shlishi. He says, Rabbeinu Tama always got Shlishi. Yirbo Avelos V'lo Korah Chazin V'lo Mayetz. So they didn't call him up when he was Toch Shiva, so he went up without being called up. Because he knew that the Gabbai doesn't necessarily know the din. And he knew the din, that if you don't call him up, that's going to be Fahesya. So he took the Aliyah, even without being called up. So we'll read Zohar Shiva Fahesya. So let's look at Shulchan Aruch, how this is brought down. Oh, and then there's a famous Yerushalmi, before we see the Shulchan Aruch, a famous Yerushalmi on page 24. Look at the end of the bracket, the line before the end of the bracket. Yimayalohot achar ha-Torah mutter, says the Pnei Moshe, Yimishum shayalohot achar ha-Torah napshuch chashka v'dvega v'Torah, shanas tomik gonzer mutter. Because if a person like is obsessed with learning, he's lohot achar Torah. So then we let him learn. And the Sefer Shaila Torah says the Pshat is because it's sort of like an istadis type of halakha. So as you have an issa talmud Torah, but if a person, but there's the issa, the surim are supposed to take away tanugim or something, but in general, they're not isurim of tsar, even though the Ramban says maybe the Ramban is, but so he says a person lor al Torah, so that's like an istadis, so he's a tsar. It's too much tsar for him. So if he's really lor al divrei Torah, it's not necessarily quoted in Shulchan Aruch this Yerushalmi. Generally, we assume not that way. So let's see how it's all brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So it says on page 25, Avol kol shivah yamim asur l'kosh v'tarei d'aviv k'suvim. Shabbos is because it's one Shabbat Sinner. Mishnah Gemara Halachas Vagoz. Rabbi Tzrichim Lo, the Slam and Mutter. But if Rabbi Tzrichim Lo, meaning, I guess he gives a shear this, and I guess there's no substitute. I guess, but in Rabbi Tzrichim Lo, technically is Mutter. Uvachal Yamid Torjuman. He makes some type of shinoi. He doesn't speak directly to the Turgamon. He's responsible. We also lift up Yisuf Hetz of Yachin Hashol, though. Or if somebody could ask him Shilas. If they can't ask somebody else, they ask him, he can answer Shilas. Well, who also lomar halacha lo talmidav? Chenol gimav mishish mekiyun. Okay. Then he says, in avo kohen, famous verse of Nesis kohen acher. Also lo lalos lo kros v'torah. He's not supposed to get an aliyah. That's the Shabbos. So why is that? We're not talking about Shabbos. We're not talking about Shabbos. You know? So Rav Shechter likes to say from Rav Soloveitchik that this is a separate issue of teaching Torah. So when you get an aliyah, you like teaching Torah. In other words, the question is, what Rav Tugman is saying is, even though we know there's a halacha, you know, you can daven, but that's because you have to daven. But who says you have to get the aliyah? So there's... Well, so the other thing is the aliyah. That's a simple shot.
No, I don't think
I need to
do it on the
common. Anyway, they'll call it. They'll call it, so let them go out.
If you're going out, then you're acknowledging that it's pretty good.
We're still Kohen, but... he doesn't get the Aliyah. Even without the fancy thing about Rephidusser of teaching, just simple, it's not considered, even though, like, Shnai Mikra Rechatagum is a Chiyav, Kriyishma is a Chiyav, but getting the Aliyah is not a Chiyav, so we'll give it to someone else. And then he writes, all the Mutter Likros B'iyo V'kinos. So it says beferish in Shulchan Aruch that Dvar Maroim is Mutter. So how do you mean it may know the main asma? Eino loma imacherim elohim, eino loma imacherim, hen yoshim vinosim halachos avelis. So he shouldn't give a shir, he shouldn't be teaching. Because you get special hana when you teach. That's Rabbi Tzrichimlo. Rabbi Tzrichimlo, I feel halachas achayes mutal gamrinim. Rabbi Shrichelo today is, you know, maybe that's not as common. There's the Maisa, there's so many people that maybe could substitute. Yes, to get someone else to give the Daf Yomi Shir.
No, he's the only one.
Technically, maybe if he's some out-of-town community, but I don't know. Today, for that day, they could just turn on the computer and they have 15 different Daf Yomi Shir. Press a button, they get a Daf Yomi Shir. Everyone likes their own Maggid Shir, okay. But it's hard to say that that's called Rabin Shrikhilo if there are other ones that are available. In those days, there was no Daf Yomi, there was no internet, there was no, you know. And then, although Sheesh Lo Badim Ketanim, Ebel Levatlam Bilimudim. That's a good question. Whether, this is a very sensitive matter. If a child is sitting Shiva, you know, was should he be off from school or not? Should he, you know, so obviously, you know, as he's saying, technically speaking, but you have to see each situation, you know. Obviously, you know, a child loses a parent or something like that, you know, to tell him that he has to go to school could be, you know, so.
This is when the child is another,
or
the son of another?
Yeah, right, this is right. Well, although Sheish Lo Banim Tanim, Eim Lo Levatlam Milimudim, Bein Aveyos Lo Kotem, the Shaf says. So what is that referring to? So what is that referring to?
Maybe it's both.
Maybe
in general,
there's
no...
But no avails
the cotton. But even if you're the other, technically.
So the simple reading in the Shulchan Aruch is other sheish lo banim tanim. What does that mean? He's an avail and he has banim tanim. So what's the havel mean? You might think...
Maybe it means he can teach them.
Right. That's the Pashto that Rabbi Tuffman said. That he can teach them. I mean, he can teach them. They don't have a din. They shouldn't be Mevatel, so, and he can teach them even. Because they don't have, there's no avails for a cotton, even if they would be available, but the avail, the Sheish Lo Banim Tanim, Eim Lo Levatlam
Milimudim. Even if there's someone else who could do it?
To see if they get someone else to do the homework, then what can you do the homework? Right. That he could do it. When did Mara send to Tisha B'Av? We are on Tisha B'Av. Yeah, on Tisha B'Av. Because there's no one to teach them. Okay. Now, those that came late, I suggested at the beginning of the shiur that maybe to have a shiur on Sunday. Maybe to have two packets maybe on Sunday. I think that would be a good opportunity. Especially, we're up to, after this packet is Risa Rechitza and Tisparis. And after that is Simchas Merayim. Whatever it is. I mean, these are... So I think this is a good idea. Because, you know, I know people, as I said earlier, people have places to go for the summer. And I know people, you know, would like to finish, hopefully take a machina even, and, you know, finish. So I'd like to facilitate that as well to the most that I can do for you. So I think we're going to do that, yeah? 9:30? Maybe we'll have two packets that we could do. What?
Maybe go another later time
in the day? I don't have chassid, and it's not... I'd rather do... 9:30? Good? Sold. And then, hopefully by the beginning of the week, we'll hopefully be able to make an announcement of when we're planning to finish, and when we're planning to have a machina, and, you know, we still have what to do. We did a lot, but there's still what to do, so... Okay? Same?